This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Another race for the makeup of Colorado's next U.S. House delegation is settled. In the new 8th Congressional District, Democrat Yadira Caraveo is the winner over Republican Barbara Kirkmeyer. Still to be decided is the very close race in Colorado's 3rd District. Incumbent Republican Lauren Boebert and Democrat Adam Frisch are separated by a few dozen votes, with Frisch slightly ahead. The latest election results are at CPR.org. Election workers participated in a Colorado tradition yesterday, the post-election exchange of ballots between counties. CPR's Matt Bloom reports on the effort to help people's votes get to the right destination.
Each year, thousands of voters put their ballot envelopes in drop boxes that aren't in their home county. So after Election Day, election workers from Front Range counties congregate in person to make what's called a swap. Lucille Wanagama is with Denver's elections office. She says thousands of ballots exchanged hands this year, and it's all tracked on paper.
Always want to make sure that we have a log of where any of these ballots are because they're precious to us, right? We don't want any of them to go missing or anything like that.
The ballots are then taken back to their proper county and counted like all the others. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
The state is looking for qualified sharpshooters to help reduce the size of elk herds. Colorado Parks and Wildlife is working with the federal government to bring down the number of elk in the San Luis Valley. Applicants must pass a background test and a shooting test. The elk thinning project runs through February. This is CPR News and KRCC.